Is the sky the limit for wind power? By Mike Hotchkiss. Wind power is growing fast, but is it too fast? It is actually possible to have too many wind turbines, but how? As any sailor can tell you, there is a space of so-called dirty air directly behind a boat. Dirty air means less power, meaning you can't go as fast. According to scientists, wind turbines can create the same vortex of dirty air, so they wind up stealing each other's power. Spacing the turbines helped a little, but with 100,000 turbines in the U.S., engineers, with computer simulations, can see footprints extending far behind the turbine. If we start building Garantuugan wind farms, these effects will affect the efficiency of the farm. The question is, what is the point at which building new turbines is pointless? We still don't know the answer, but the question is hypothetical. In order for it to be answered, you need farms that exceed those today. Each would need thousands of square miles, each packed with turbines. Atmospheric scientist Mark Jacobson at Stanford University calculated that we will need millions of turbines for power loss. Although it may seem like there is no solutions, he also says that it is ideal to spread the farms out, so as to minimize the effect. Unfortunately, this would pose many more problems, and would be hard for developers to cope. It seems like the sky is not the limit for wind power, as there are new strategies for solving the problem of dirty air and power loss.